4% really, I suppose, there thereabouts of first preferences. This is clearly a huge disappointment for you.
Oh, it definitely is, Craig. Look, I'm going to have to take it in the chin and move on. It is actually, and to be honest, it's soul destroying for me. I've been so involved in my community, I suppose, for 30 years, and when I look at my own boxes, like, you know, and my own people didn't come out to support me, it is hard to take. But look, that's politics, isn't it? It's just you have to get on with it. And look, for the last 11 weeks, I know I've worked my hardest. I had the time of my life. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed meeting people. I'm going to have to refocus myself now after this and see what is my place in the community, because I do give so much. And look, the people...
You're feeling this on a personal level, aren't you?
I feel this is a slap in the face, really, isn't it?
And as I say, it is very raw, and I'm not going to tease that out.
No, you're okay, because
this is live, and Monday might feel very different. But,
yeah, no.
But I can understand exactly what you're feeling. This was your first run at the council, but you plug away and you work away in your local community, and I think that's why it feels a little bit personal, because you can think of the 30 people that should at the very least have voted you, and there's probably 16 votes in the box, and you wonder, you know, what went on. I'm looking at my boxes there.
And I'm looking, like, and I know that people told me, text and phone me to say they've voted, and they obviously haven't, like, you know. So, look, I'm going to take it in the chin and just get on. Like, I have my own wee business, I have my own family, and I'm going to refocus myself and see where I stand there, and I'm going to put myself first now, going further. And, look, as I said, at the time of my life, I really enjoyed it, and that's life.